Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Okay, so today I want to talk about what I love about being a woman. There's a lot. There's a lot of stuff. I love being a woman. I freaking love it. I think the first thing I just love the most is, you know, the physical beauty of women. And, you know, I consider myself to be an attractive woman. I mean, I'll say a beautiful woman. But it's interesting because that really kind of comes from the inside out. And it radiates out. When I'm really, really feeling that, it radiates out. And men pick up on that. It's really interesting. And I love that they do. I love the attention. I won't lie. You know, I'm thank you for the good genes. Thank you to my parents. I mean, you know, I'm happy I didn't get hit with the ugly stick. It's interesting because I know that some people could take that the wrong way. It's not coming from a vain place at all. But I'm also not going to sit here and say that living in my body and as long as I have, that I don't understand and know that men find me attractive. Yes, they do. And I love it. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you very much. It's one of the things I love about being female. I love that men respond to that and give you attention. You know, I mean, sometimes it's not always wanted, but, you know, I mean, for the most part, it's, you know, men are moved by physical beauty. They just are. They're visual creatures. And I'm, as a female, I understand that, and I'm happy to play a part in that. You know, there's a million, zillion beautiful women on the planet. I'm just one of many. But I love that, you know, that women have that that gift, you know, that attraction. It's much appreciated. So I am happy with it. I love women's bodies. They're beautiful. I love, you know, boobs and butts and long legs. I've got long legs. I'm 5'10". I'm happy I'm not short. I can just tell you that. I always wondered what it would be like to be short, but I'm happy I'm not. You know, I love the curves and vaginas. I love having a vagina. Or a pussy. I also love to say the word vagina. I love the word vagina exists. I know it makes a lot of people cringe. I don't know why I love that word so much. I really do. I can't say it enough. Vagina, vagina, vagina. It's a fun word. And I like the reaction I get when I say vagina. And I use it very matter-of-factly. And, you know, you can see people cringing about it. But, yeah, I love, you know, let's focus on the vagina for a second. I love that, you know, I can have a G-spot orgasm. I can have a clitoral orgasm. Sometimes. And now the G-spot's a little harder for me to do, but depending on who I'm with. Some people are really good at that, and other people, it just doesn't, you know, that's fine. I'm having clitoral ones. It's A-okay with me. They're all good. But sometimes you can get them literally to come together. And it's kind of like when you're fucking and the cock is kind of curving in and out of you, sort of rubbing against your clit, kind of down from your clit right into your, like if you drew a line, down straight from your clit down into your G-spot, that whole part is being stimulated. You can have, like, it's almost like they connect and become one. Let me tell you. Oh, that'll make your head pop off. And I just don't think, I'm sorry, guys, I just don't think that you can have that strong of an orgasm. I don't know. I could be wrong. Please, somebody set me straight on this. Challenge me. I'm up for it. But, you know, I just think the vagina is just an amazing orgasmic machine. And used properly, like I said, it will just make your head pop off. I love that. I don't know that the male orgasm can rival that. But again, I could be wrong. I'm biased, I'm sure. But I would not trade my vagina for a penis. No, I would not. Mm-mm. Happy with that. And you know, boobs. I love my boobs. They're big. I've got big boobs. I love just how they're sensitive and they can be sucked and bitten and touched and grabbed and groped and handled. Ugh. I don't know. I mean, guys don't get that excited about their nipples. Not the way I do. No. I do not think. There's a couple guys that like their nipples. You know, they're sensitive there. But I don't think it's the same way that women are. You know, we have all these super, super sensitive parts. And, I mean, if I'm getting fucked and a guy, this is why I used to look. I said that, you know, being on the top used to be my favorite because when I was younger, I used to date this guy and I would get on top and he would rub my clit with his thumb. I'd basically just like rub against it. I'd be going up and down on his cock. He'd be rubbing my clit. And then right as I was like working out, like ready to come, he would start sucking on my nipples. And oh my God. I mean, like it literally, it's like a bolt of energy goes from my nipple right down to my clit. And it's just like, it's go time. Yeah. Oh, God. It's the best. Tits are the best. They really are. And I just love how they get sensitive and they rub against things. And yeah. Fun, fun stuff. You know what else I love about being a woman is I love to smell good. I love that we get to smell good. Girly good. I don't like any perfume. I don't like any of that, you know, manufactured in a lab, made up scent kind of shit. It's never been my thing. I use a jasmine oil, which is one of my favorites. I have a jasmine rose oil and a lily of the valley oil. And that is it. I like flowery, clean, not overpowering, just, you know, a light hint of that stuff. I like to smell feminine. And be feminine. And I like having soft skin and smelling good. And a man touching me when I have soft skin and smelling good. It's amazing. I also love, well, this is going to be a little bit of a shocker, but I love that women just, you know, it's okay. We can be nurturing and we can be emotional and that's okay. In what I do business-wise, I'm not emotional or nurturing or any of that. I'm all in touch with my masculine energy. And I really don't like that per se. I wouldn't say that's not really my natural state. That's my, you know, that's my business state. But kind of the real me is Well, the real, not kind of, but the, you know, the real me is, loves that feminine, nurturing, caring side. And it's interesting because, about a year ago, a guy that I was seeing was asking me, you know, if you weren't doing what you were doing, what would you, what did you, like, what would you be doing? Like, what would have been your preference if you didn't end up, you know, doing the profession that you do? And I said, okay, drum roll, because this is like a big, this would be shocking. People that know me, if they heard this come out of my mouth, they'd be like, what? Secretly, one thing I always really wanted to do that I knew I'd be really good at was being a housewife. Oh, dun, 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 dun. I know. There I said it. Because I'll tell you why. Because I would run that fucking house like a business. I would be the CEO of that place. And everything would run like clockwork. And I would, I don't mind doing the feminine things. I mean, and especially taking care of someone that I love. You know, I mean, that guy would be so well taken care of. Just, you know, supporting him any way that I could. And, you know, making sure that when he came home, he was happy to come home. And not only that, he's getting fucked all the time. He probably might not want to come home because he might not have the energy. He's like, oh shit, I gotta, she's gonna be horny again. So, yeah, I always just thought, you know, I really would love to do that and would have loved to have done that and just would be, know that I'd be really good at it. So, and, you know, and women get to do that. I mean, that's the thing, you know, it's, that's a natural sort of feminine female role and that's accepted. But it's also something that, you know, I love, you know, or can enjoy about being a woman, you know, that that's kind of a privilege and we get to do that. So there we go. I know that's like, I just let the cat out of the bag there. I think that ship has sailed, by the way, but stranger things have happened. So, it's just, you know, it's, women are by nature nurturing and I love that. And I do embrace that side of myself. It's just kind of hidden away and I don't really get a much chance to express it. But, I think it's a wonderful part, you know, of being a female. And I totally embrace that. I love, as I mentioned before in the, you know, what I love about men, I love the male-female dynamic. I love that women, you know, get to be with, well, for me, you know, that I get to be with a man that's bigger, stronger, you know, more physically imposing. And I feel safe and protected. I fucking love that. That just, you know, that's why I can't, I get guys that are shorter than me. They're just like, they're like wanting to, you know, go out and, you know, or even maybe even the same height. It just doesn't have the same appeal for me. I like to feel feminine. I like to feel small, frail, less, you know, I mean, vulnerable, but also protected by that person at the same time. So I can't get that. I love it. To me, that's like that. Those are feminine things. That's for me. These are feminine basics. Like I need those. And I love those things. And that's, again, that's what I love. You know, I love about being a woman. I mean, I think I'd hate to be a man. Oh my gosh. So much work. No, you know, I'm happy to be the fun, you know, the fun little female. Just look out for me and I'll be happy. Don't let anybody snatch my purse. If somebody jumps us in the alleyway, just step in front of me, please. Don't use me as your human shield. That's a turnoff. And you know what I also love, and this is going to sound strange. I love all the hormones. I love all the amazing things that my body can do, and you know, and how my, you know, how with all those hormones going, just how horny you can get, how, you know, how your tits get swollen, like, and my arms can brush the sides of them, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm just like dying. Like, somebody please come and suck on these right now. Fucking suck on them. I'm dying over here. And how your pussy throbs. I don't know. See, I don't know what it's like for a guy. I don't know what it's like when they just are like, but these hormones, you don't understand. These hormones, they just drive you crazy. And you get the surge of them all the time, every month. And you just go out of your mind. It's like you just, sometimes I just want to rip somebody off the street and just fuck them. I mean, like, that is how crazy you get. And the sex feels so fucking good. It feels so good to get fucked. Let me just say, like, I don't know if guys really realize this, like, how good it feels to get fucked. Because you guys are the ones doing the fucking. I know. I know it feels good for you, too. But just to have a big, juicy, rock-hard cock inside you, and you know you're getting fucked and touched, and your body's on fire, and your skin is on fire, and your pussy is on fire, and you're just dying to come. I mean, it's God, it's the best. It is the best fucking thing on the planet. I just don't think it feels as good as for a guy. I mean, I know it feels good for them. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. But I think if they could just like swap places for once, you know, like, and know what it feels like to just, when you're getting fucked, like really fucked good. I mean, like if you could see my face right now, my eyes are fluttering. My mouth is open. I'm just like, oh my God, it feels so motherfucking good. And you want it so bad. I just can't imagine, you know, I just can't imagine not being a woman. I just cannot imagine not having that pleasure. And, yeah. Whew. Okay, thank God I have a date tonight. This guy's, I'm going to fucking tear him up. I am so, look out. I'll be blogging about this. Anyway, well, there you go. There's other things I love about being a female. But, you know, really, all things, you know, sexual, all things about our bodies and our beauty, you know, and that women are beautiful. I mean, I don't know. Guys are hot. I'm obviously, I love guys. But this is why I cannot be a lesbian. I mean, I could never be a lesbian. I'm not, I just love that male. I love the yin and the yang. I love that female-male connection. And how our opposites just come together, you know, and the things that are strong and weak in the other, you know, they link up just right. Oh, yeah, it's the best. That's why I just like, I could never be a lesbian. I don't mind. I do want to, you know, play with a girl sexually, have her play with me. She can, you know, as I've said before, I'm like, please touch me. But they're beautiful, and I can appreciate like touching them and going, oh my God, you know, look at this woman with her beautiful body. But I wouldn't want to be in a relationship, like one on one, like it's you and me, lady. You and me, lady. No. But anyway, guys, you're fucking awesome. You're the best. I'm happy I can be my feminine self, and that is attractive to you guys. Yes, that is what I'm put on this planet for. To find guys. Have fun with guys. Anyway, there you go. Thanks again for listening. And as usual, questions or comments, you can send those to CuriousGirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.